8 a.m. in New York, 2 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 7 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneiderbean from SundayBean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. I'm stumped. I want my own thing, but I don't even know what that is. I feel stuck. I'm happy, but hungry for something meaningful, a sense of purpose. I finally want a plan. I want to know what I want and how to finally create big things in my life. Do any of these sound familiar? My hunch is that they might, because I hear this all the time. If you've ever thought one of those things, I want you to know that you are not alone. Today is our first episode on direction in this four-part series. We looked at connection in episodes 74 to 77, where we discuss anything from what to do when everything falls to shit to how to reconnect with your partner after losing touch. In the second part, we looked at getting unstuck. Episode 78, for example, was when you're asking yourself, where did my power go? And in episode 81, we looked at how do you get your confident self back? In our focus on purpose, we started out with episode 82. That was a pretty big hit, and it was called Filling Your Time is Not a Goal, Neither is Coffee. So if that one resonates with you, go back and listen to it, because there was a lot of people who contacted me about that afterwards. And just recently, we looked at thinking about the legacy you want to leave now, before your goodbye party. All of these have special goodies for you. I've created freebies and worksheets that you can do to really make the most of your time and get as much as you can out of each episode. And the next four episodes, 86 to 90, will help you find a clear sense of direction. So let's look at how you can get off the sidelines of your life through three powerful stories of real life women who have done just that. These women have been on a journey, and in that journey, they found their thing. And if you listen to their stories, it gives you clues on how you can do it too. And make sure you listen to the end, because I have a very special announcement. So let's get started by focusing on how you can get off the sidelines of your life by learning from our first case. I'll call her From Run Out of Steam to On Fire. When she came to me, she was in a pretty uncomfortable place. She said something like this: I'm really not sure where I stand. I'm not really employed or on holiday. I'm not really unemployed or retired. She went on to explain that she chose this life for herself over a decade ago, but now that she's getting older, she's questioning how she's going to make it work. You know how it goes. Like, you're in a binational relationship, or you moved abroad for a specific purpose, and then you find yourself on a life full of crazy challenges, just like she did. And she said, I seem to have run out of steam. I'm not unhappy, but now just confused. She said she starts things with vigor on some days and then loses interest, unable to get off Facebook. So if this sounds like you, again, I said, you're not alone. Some of you have married someone from abroad and have been living in the location for over a decade. Maybe you were a stay-at-home mom and now the kids are getting more independent and you're asking yourself, like, what about me? What am I going to do? So here's what happened for this woman in coaching. I can't disclose all of the details, but there were some pretty amazing things that happened. But what I can say is when she came to me, she wasn't thriving physically. She was struggling with her health on many levels. And she was feeling like her wheels were spinning in the sand and not really getting traction. And what we found out through her journey was to identify what were the things that weighed you down and do more of what you love. Right? This person happened to be really creative. And through our coaching together, we realized she had to ditch the part-time job that she was doing that was weighing her down and start using these amazing creative talents to bring her energy, regain her focus, do more of what she loves, and make money. For her to do that, she started by putting the wine down, slowing the cigarettes, and increasing the exercise. It all started with taking care of her body. And what do you know it? It was like a domino effect. From one day to the next, her momentum kept getting stronger and stronger. And yes, of course, there were relapses, but it was starting with her health, starting the morning exercise routine, even if it was forcing herself to get out of her house and go for a 15-minute walk. That is what brought her focus and energy. Okay, today she's thriving. She looks amazing. I wish I could show you before and after pictures. It is incredible. Her skin glows, her body's in shape. And she's at an age where it's hard to get back in shape, right? Things don't automatically turn around. And it was incredible to see what consistent action did for her. She stopped putting things in her body that made her feel like crap. She started moving regularly where she saw that by saying yes to exercise, she said yes to focus and joy. By saying no to exercise, she said yes to lethargy. And she got it. In her face. And I tell you, she literally looks like she's gotten 10 years younger in the year that we worked together. So why am I sharing this with you? One, I'm sharing this with you because sometimes we have to start taking care of ourselves first before you can make space for discovering what your purpose is. In her case, she wanted to think about how she could have more direction. And for her, the key that unlocked it was on a very physical level. And that was like a rocket ship to all the other discoveries, her health and pursuing what gave her joy more. It is such a pleasure to watch this happen. I'm also sharing this with you because you might feel like that. You might be the one who's not working out as much as you want to. You're not taking as many walks as you want. Maybe you drink too much. Maybe you smoke too much. Maybe you don't move enough. Maybe your thoughts are the thing that are the unhealthiest that are going on, right? You might just feel stuck and feel crap about feeling stuck, right? Maybe you even feel like you're hopeless that you'll ever see big changes, but this woman is just like you. The only difference is that she said yes to herself. And every morning she got up and she said yes again. And there were mornings where she didn't. And then she quickly learned on the morning she didn't say yes to herself, she suffered. And it felt crappy. Right? And if she can get out of these really challenging circumstances, I know you can. She and I worked together for less than a year when all this started changing like a landslide. I see it time and time again. It doesn't have to take a long time to change lifelong patterns. And it shows the power of one simple shift in your life, like she did with what she put in her body and the way she moved her body, can set off a powerful and deep impact on how you feel in your life, how you feel about yourself, and how you show up. Okay, now my client is not only meeting her own needs, she is on her way to creating a profitable business that is portable and uses her amazing creative skills. And again, she's just like you. So my tip for you is this. If you're struggling with purpose, with finding something meaningful, ask yourself this. How am I treating myself right now? How am I living? Is it in a way that I'm getting in my own way? How am I doing when it comes to taking care of my physical health? Right? You might not know how to make those changes or how to get those needs met. And that's okay. But it's the first step to look at yourself square in the eyes and have a reality check. Okay. So if this is you, then there's no reason why you can't go from running out of steam to on fire, because she did it and so can you. Now, there's another woman that I worked with, and we're going to call her from stumped on career to free. So when she came to me, she'd been living abroad for years and years. She hadn't been employed for a long time because she was staying at home with her kids, and her kids were getting older, and she was really starting to feel the urge to do something for her. And the initial reaction was, okay, I want to get a job, or I want to open my own business. So she came to me feeling lost, not sure what to do, but wanted to find that thing. And we started. But what happened in coaching is we discovered there was something else going on, that before we could hone down on whether she wanted to, I don't know, teach English, or whether she wanted to be an assistant, or whether she wanted to open up her own online business, there were other things that were standing in her way. And so step by step, the focus shifted from something like, what business thing can I do, to what can I do to take care of me? Step by step, gently, we uncovered that what she was hungry for were the skills to set better boundaries, to learn how to say no, to take care of herself better and not feel guilty about it, to experience more joy and pleasure in her life, and to really feel in her whole body what she wants. And she realized along the way, she said, the only person who's expecting me to fill my time in a certain way is me. And what we realized is that this time, when she really got clear in her body, didn't need to be spent creating a business, but just focusing on how she can feel more joy in her life. And we realized about halfway through, she said, I don't need a career to define who I am. That's not what I'm missing. I don't need a career to define who I am. That's not what I'm missing. How amazing is that? Today, this client is on the road of getting clear with what she wants, what feels good to her, what boundaries feel right for her, how she can take care of herself, an investment that will last the rest of her lifetime. And imagine if she had just picked something professional to do, none of that would get nurtured. I find this woman so courageous to push aside the shoulds and the coulds, and had the courage to stand up and say, wait a minute. I want to find out what I want. And what I want has something way more to do with what's inside me than what's outside of me. And she's not alone. I work with, I would say, 20 to 30% of the women that I work with come to that similar discovery. And what they go on to do in their lives is gorgeous. The women that I've worked with who've made that same conclusion go on to be really present parents and partners, dedicated volunteers, healthy in ways that will extend their lifetime. And there's something physical that changes as well. There's like the shoulders go back a bit. There's more confidence when they're sitting. And there's a smile that doesn't seem to go away. These individuals that I've worked with go on to do beautiful things in their schools and their churches and their communities, in their homes, or just for themselves, for their craft or their talent. So why am I sharing this with you? Sometimes you're looking for purpose and meaning. And because of how society goes, you feel to be purposeful, you need to do a job or start your own business. But for some people, I mean, a lot of people, that is super rewarding. And if you've listened to anything I've shared on my podcast, I truly believe that is a very rewarding way to live. And the financial independence that comes of it makes an impact in your self-confidence and self-worth. Undisputable. And it's not the only way. That isn't always everybody's path. And for a handful of women that I work with, it's not their path. And they stop the charade of thinking they have to do something, and they start getting clear on how they're going to show up for themselves. And the ripple effect is powerful, because then they show up different in their communities and in their families and in their organizations that they touch. And then once they're really connected and feeling solid about themselves, sky's the limit, right? Then they can go on and do whatever they want. That's humbling to watch. So my tip for you is to be gentle with yourself. If you are someone who's feeling stumped on your career, stay open, because the thing that might create freedom for you is by focusing on saying no and creating better boundaries and taking care of yourself and adding more joy and pleasure in your life and not more work. So we've seen totally different models of way people can get off the sidelines of their life and get unstuck. The run out of steam to on fire is now making money from her creative talents and has cleaned up her life. And from stumped on career to free, has dropped the heavy load of finding the job or business and has her hands full with strategies on how to take better care of herself and be more authentic when she says no or yes to however she spends her time. And now we have the third case. This one, I have a hunch, will resonate with a lot of you. Third case is what I'll say, from overwhelmed to personal heroine. Now, when she came to me, she said something like this. Oh, Sunday, I'm always taking care of other people's needs and first. I mean, I do it at work and at home. And it's really time, I know, deep down, to give myself time and to create an opportunity so I can think what I want to do next professionally and personally. I want to create an action plan. But I've done that in the past and it's never happened. This time, I want to create a plan and put it into practice. I want to give myself a priority pass. So why was this woman feeling overwhelmed? Because she was probably like you. She'd gone through multiple moves in recent years. She was running projects in multiple countries while attending to the home and her family. And when she was really honest with herself, her health was taking the toll. She did things like working late into the night. She didn't sleep enough. She felt tired during the day. She skipped out on healthy food or exercise, and it impacted her patience, her happiness, and, as I said, most frighteningly, her health. So one of the things I see with a lot of my clients is you are amazing and you have this crazy resilience where you keep going and going and going. But the danger is your resilience is just high enough to where you keep going, but don't take care of yourself. So this is what happened in coaching. She said, "This is enough. Here's what's happening in my life. Here are my priorities. But these are the changes I wanted to see." She was dreaming of a life where she actually had deep breaths instead of that shallow breathing, you know, that shallow breathing that you catch yourself doing when you're going from A to B to C to Z. She wanted to slow down. She dreamed of evenings where she would end her night not working in front of the laptop, but taking a bath. She fantasized about meditating, exercising regularly, and being really present with her child. Does this sound familiar? Because I have a lot of clients who dream of this, and we work really hard to make this happen. So if this resonates with you, you are not alone. So we looked at that and we said, come hell or high water, no matter how complex your life is, we are going to create more of that in your life. So we did. She started by carving out really specific times with her partner to organize mini meetings, like a life logistics meeting where they planned, you know, who's doing pickup and drop off and when the next vacation is and who's booking X, Y, and Z. But she also booked in date night. She created more presence with her child by going to yoga before she picked him up from school, proving to herself that her projects didn't suffer if she took 1 hour off. Little by little, she realized it was safe to go away from the laptop and to dip her toes in the bath. It was safe to slow down on her to-do list and go for a bike ride instead. And she started to take back control of her life, her time, her energy, her relationships. And the big turning point was when she was on her fourth move that she was able to see what a badass she is. Because here's what I see all the time. When you live a global life and you're moving time and time again, and while you're moving, you are maintaining your children's transitions, your partner's transitions, you're saying goodbye to your social network, you're creating new social networks, you're maintaining relationships from your loved ones back home and your friends abroad, and that feels normal. That's not normal. It might be our normal, people who live abroad and people who are rotational expats who have to continue to do things over and over, military families, government employees in the foreign services, corporate service families that are moving year after year unexpectedly, missionary families who are uprooted every several years to go to some other interesting location, right? We know these people. We are these people, but that doesn't mean it's not incredible. Just ask any one of your friends who lives a domestic life. You know that picture that you see in the movies where someone was born and raised in a city and then maybe moved a place, you know, 1 or 2 hours away to have a job. And then they had the job there and their family and they bought a house and they stayed there. Those things. You know, those people, there are a lot of them. Ask any one of them about their life and how challenged they are. I guarantee you they'll tell you that they're struggling to exercise enough, to eat well, to be a good parent, to do a good job at work. And they don't have all the level of complexity that you do, right? So you are a heroine. You are a hero of your life. Just because it feels normal to you and the other people, you know, around you and your community are doing it doesn't mean it's not special. And that was a turning point, a way where she could see just how much she was doing. So today, my client is much more confident that she has the skills to stay calm and present and keep her focused on her health and her happiness when things get wild. She has a honed compass to feel in her body when things are getting just a little bit too crazy. So why am I sharing this with you? I'm sharing this with you because you're probably living a heroic life and you don't give yourself credit for it. You probably are also doing more than you should and not enough of taking care of yourself. And there is a road ahead that could make it much more comfortable for you. And that begins with taking small experiments of creating micro moments of more of what you want in your life. Like I said, a lot of my clients fantasize about regular exercise, getting enough sleep, and meditating, right? I mean, how have our fantasies changed from when we were 20, right? All we want to do is sleep uninterrupted, have quiet, eat good food, and relax, right? But it's so possible when we take a good look at our lives. All right, so my tip for you is take a look around at others who are living in non-globally mobile contexts and check out how they're doing and see yourself as the hero that you are. Just like my client who went from overwhelmed to personal heroine. So there you have it. Three real life stories of real people who have changed their lives. These stories are not unique. As I said, for every story I shared with you, I know 10 women who have that same story, a very similar journey. And chances are that one of those journeys sounds suspiciously similar to your own, right? We learned from out of steam to on fire that sometimes all that is standing in the way of discovering your purpose is taking care of your health. And that's what you need to do to start unleashing your creativity and finding more meaning in what you're doing. From stumped on career to free, we learned that it may be a matter of having the courage to stop doing what you can do or what you should do and start doing what you want and have that be okay if it isn't exactly what society says you should be doing. And from overwhelmed to personal heroine, we learned that seeing the heroicism in your everyday can help you give yourself some empathy and take a moment to step back and be so that you have the energy to take on the wild life that you are living. Most importantly, if these amazing creatures can create this kind of transformation in their lives, so can you. And I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Sunday, if this were so easy, I would have figured it out by now. Right? I get it. And that is why I am here to help you, all right? Today is a really special day here at sundaybean.com. The whole reason I've shared these three stories is because I want you to know that you can take action and show up in your life with purpose and meaning, just like my clients did. It is time to get off the sidelines of your life. And I know after working nearly 10 years with expats that a sense of purpose is critical in the face of the ups and downs of expat life. And this week is especially exciting for me because it's the week where I open up once a year the opportunity to work in depth on purpose, making life upgrades for you, helping you reconnect with yourself and others, getting clear on your sense of direction, everything that we've been talking about for the last 4 months. So I am excited to open doors on this program in its third year. And as a thank you for being a faithful listener to Expat Happy Hour and part of the SundayBean.com community, you get to be the first to learn about it. So Year of Transformation is a high-touch, personalized coaching experience, just like what the cases above that I talked to you about have gone through. All of it is designed to take you from feeling stuck, maybe you're, I don't know, happy but unsatisfied, to thriving, to feeling back in control of your life and spending your time and energy in ways that are meaningful. So to get early access, head on over to sundaybean.com/year-of-transformation. Go right now and check it out. Applying does not oblige you to commit to anything, but I have to tell you, I would apply as soon as possible because there are only 10 spots available, and at the time of recording, 3 were already taken. So for those of you who do apply, you will be invited for a 30-minute coaching session for free where you can share where you're stuck. I will coach my face off to help you get unstuck, and you will learn more about Year of Transformation. All right, because it's time to get off the sidelines of your life. It's time to start living a more purposeful, meaningful life abroad. And Year of Transformation will get you there. It did for the people that I was just speaking of. It has for dozens of people just like you. So hop on the page, sundaybean.com, Year of Transformation. Apply now. I can't wait to talk to you. Make sure that you act fast because, like I said, 3 of the 10 spots are already gone, and I am just announcing this publicly today. All right, so join me for a life where you feel a stronger sense of purpose, where you're ready to feel not just happy but satisfied. Because, come on, how much more time do you have ahead of you? You might as well make it worth it. You've been listening to Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. We know that those with a strong sense of purpose thrive, live longer, are happier, and they even have better sex. So lack of purpose or not taking action on that purpose can be a threat to your health, your happiness, your finances, your relationships, and it's time to get serious about your life. Contact me about Year of Transformation so we can hop on the phone and you can learn now how you can take back control of your life, boost your happiness, and finally find your own thing.